This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Statement by itself is a lesson. So what is the Prophet telling us here, and how this related to the subject of al-mujahada, struggling and striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put an effort for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla. So the hadith begins by the Prophet saying, al-mu'minul qawi khayr. A strong believer, Prophet is saying, a strong believer is better and dearer to Allah than a weak believer. And then he said, qal, in all are good then, are good things still. So here when he says strong believer, weak believer, what are we talking about over here, Jama'ah? What kind of strength are we talking about over here? Huh? Physical, the muscles, right? Right? Is it the muscles? Actually, all what you're trying to think about. Overall, a strong believer is better. However, most of the mufassirin al-muhaddithin, yani, when they make the comment in the hadith, they refer to strength in iman more than the strength in the physical power. Otherwise, mashallah, yani nowadays, jama'ah, I go sometimes. Well, I stopped doing that for a long time. But when you go to the gym, you see tons of brothers, tabarakallah, yani competing with the machines, even, right? Mashallah. But then you don't see them at Fajr time. I was like, what's the point of these muscles if they cannot pull you out of your bed, Jama'ah? Seriously, what's the point of going to the gym if they cannot, you know, pull you out of your bed to go and pray Fajr on time or pray Isha? Oh, it's too late, or this and that. What's the point of all that physical strength that you're building if it's not going to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's going to be disastrous. So the hadith, when the Prophet says, Al-mu'min al-qawi khayr wa habbu lillah min al-mu'min al-da'if, the strong believer is dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a weak one. Although they all share what? The same base, which is being believers. Being believers. What's the difference, Jama'ah? Because a strong believer would do what? Will use that strength in iman in being motivated. We're going to be very energetic, so dynamic that they're willing to do so many things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find this person willing to go out in the streets and give da'wah. What about the people who are going to curse at you or throw things at you? I don't care. I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find this person going out there and lecture people, going there to help the poor, or doing this or doing that, standing, you know, for justice, and go and rally for Dr. Afif Siddiqui this Saturday, inshallah ta'ala. All these things, right? So that's a strong believer. A weak believer will have tons of excuses not to do any of these things. Tons of excuses. Yeah, they believe it's good cause. But, you know, I don't speak good English. You know, I don't know the culture very well. You know, tons of excuses not to do the right thing. Although they have the iman in their hearts. May Allah bless them. So people need to understand al-mu'min al-qawi in their faith will probably have much more drive to do things al-mu'min al-da'if will not be able to do it. And then he says, qal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكَ. And that's where the mujahada comes in over here. Always beseech that which is beneficial to you. Beneficial in what? In the dunya and in the akhirah. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala wa rada, he says, the most distressing thing for him, he says, is to see a young person not busy in doing anything beneficial to them in the dunya nor in the akhirah. And nowadays we have so many of them, mashallah. What are they doing? Grabbing their phones, on their iPads, recreational time, you know, most of the evenings because they're tired during the day. A lot of things that will be just go, a lot of time goes wasted, Allah musta'an. And here he says, قال, احرص على ما ينفعك. Look for opportunities. Don't wait for the opportunity to come. Rather, what do? You look for opportunities. I have free time. What do you do with it? Look for opportunities where you can benefit for other people with that time, inshallah. I have a skill in IT, for example, or in this field or that field. You know what? I like to do that. Alhamdulillah, I'm good with labor. I'm a handyman. I can help with many things with my hand. Look for opportunities where you can benefit. I'm good with the internet, with social media. I'm good with the camera. I'm good with this. I'm good with that. Look for opportunities to benefit, inshallah ta'ala. In the dunya, to benefit yourself, and also for the akhirah as well too. قال واستعن بالله. And then seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. Seek Allah's help in these matters. ولا تعجز. لا تعجز here, don't claim عجز. What does عجز mean, jama'ah? عجز means to feel يعني, incapable. Incapable of doing anything. Not laziness. So laziness is usually kind of like by choice. Ajz is by circumstances. So don't say, well, I just kind of like lose hope because I don't have anything I can offer. No, no, no. Wala ta'ajaz. Sharpen your skill. Learn something new. Do something good, inshallah ta'ala. Wala ta'ajaz. When asabaka shay, and if something happens to you, and if you miss something, if I had taken this, or the, basically he says, if something happens to you, qal, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Like if you miss something. So man, I wish I've done so and so. I wish I did this. I wish I did that. Don't wait for these opportunities, you know, these moments to happen to you. Like how many times you sat there, you always had this idea to create this business. And then lo and behold, you see somebody open that business in the community. It's like, what? I wish I spoke with someone about this. How many times you wanted to do something online and then suddenly someone else has catch that idea? Or even attending a program or a class or meeting a sheikh or travel to a conference. Whatever that is from the matters of the dunya and the akhirah. And then you miss the opportunity because you felt lazy, you felt weak, you felt, you know, scared, whatever. And you missed that. Then you say, oh, I wish I've done this, I wish I've done that, I wish I've done this. قال ولكن قل قدر الله ما شاء فعل. If you're going to say anything, say that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he determined something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was Allah's will. Khalas, it wasn't meant to be for me, for example. But don't you ever say that unless you put the effort first. قال فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. Because if you keep saying the word if, I wish, or if, it opens the door of the shaitan. Which means the shaitan is going to be very clever to test you with that and keep pushing you and telling you, you see, and keep telling you that you're a failure. You should have done that. You envy this person because they took the idea from you. Don't let the shaitan get there. Khalas, that's Allah's qadr. Let me see what else I can do. Move to the next phase, inshallah ta'ala. So again, what we understand from this hadith al-jama'ah is that for a true believer has no room for breaks in this dunya. You're a constant state of mujahada, constantly doing mujahada in this life. From one activity to the other, from one activity to the other. Alhamdulillah, you finished Salat al-Isha right now. You sat for those few minutes in mujahada to nafs to leave quickly to attend this halaqah, this khatira. Once we're done, your nafs is now pushing you to go out, to do this, to do that. No, let me go review my Quran. Let me go home and be with my family, inshallah. I haven't actually spent time with my family. Let me this mujahada. In a constant state of mujahada, make sure to keep that in mind, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman, ya Rabbil Alameen. And make us some of those who always look for that which is beneficial for them in the dunya and in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to accomplish and achieve the good deeds, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us some of those who listen to the speech and for the best of it, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, jama'ah?
Yes.
So the hadith says the strong believer is better and dearer to Allah than the weak believer, but they're both good. Good in the base. They're still believers. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. they have maybe sincerity, good yani intentions, but the one who's strong is better because this person can accomplish a lot because of strength of their iman. The weak one will keep it to themselves. So they're good for themselves. The other one is good for other people. That's what it means. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.